Ship, record a message. Local storage marked 83382. Chandra Singh, I'm Mandri Seer, one of the original crew that terraformed this planet. I wanted to take this moment to welcome you to your new home. You and your family have a house waiting for you, and we hope you'll be happy here. For the moment, please try to relax while you recover from suspension. You'll have plenty of time to explore your new home. All the time in the world. Ship, record a message. Local storage marked 83383.
Bonjour, Monsieur Terrien. Je m'appelle Mandri Seer, l'un des terraformeurs. Je voulais prendre un moment pour vous présenter votre nouveau monde. Votre famille a une nouvelle maison à...
Hey, you actually up?
Good morning to you, too.
Pretty damn early one, ship's time.
You're awake. How early can it be?
Of course I'm awake. I didn't think you'd pick up yet, though. You aren't usually a morning person. Everything okay?
You're heading into the unknown, and I'm scanning for a signal from Earth.
Anything?
Nothing. Might just need better ears, though. Earth's a long ways away.
How's my feed?
Coming through clear. You have a plan?
Walk around, look at things, pick samples for Quill. Anyway, I'll ping again before I head out. Glad you're my eye in the sky.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Zai out.
Good morning, everyone. Today is an exciting Zai day. Our first solo scouting mission is underway. Zai, if you haven't yet, make sure Mandry's got a clear signal from you. The rest of you... We had a hard day yesterday. Please spend today in whatever way is most restorative to you, rest or work. If you're interested, James is going to teach us the essentials of his favorite sport this morning. But whatever you choose, Davy would like everyone to gather at their place at 11. She has a project to propose. Until then, I'll be on the playfield with James.
Ship. Open comms to Davy. Personal.
Good morning, Mandri. How's life in the sky?
Pretty quiet. What's your project today?
A surprise.
The kind of surprise I should call in for?
Absolutely, if you're not busy.
Bungaram, of course he's busy.
Well, if you can step away, I don't want to leave anyone out.
Except Zai?
I feel like she'll be having her own adventure.
Oh, we'll catch her up when she gets back.
I'll call in if I can, then.
Talk to you then.
Mandri out. Today I got a letter. It came from Sister Dear, telling me of my old mother and wishing I was there. She tells me they have laid her in a grave so cold and gray on the banks of far-off cloudy 10,000 miles away. And blame me not for weeping, oh, blame me not, I say, for I'll never see my mother 10,000 miles away. Yes?
I'm about to open the door. Signal strong?
It is. Stream me to storage. I have visuals. Coming through a bit shaky, though.
that's me, not the signal.
Okay. It's steady.
Here I go. Smells nice out here. I landed on a rocky outcropping a bit above the forest, but I'm heading down now. There's a bluish plant underfoot. It smells spicy when I step on it. I have to remember to tell Quill. I brought a lot of collection kits, but there's so much here. Oh.
Zai, what is it?
In the trees, I can see... I wish I had some idea of scale. It's red. Translucent, kind of flat. The light is... Oh, wait. There's another. More orange and purple. Holy shit, there are dozens.
Flowers? Or something analogous?
Sure, if flowers walk around on this planet.
Animals, then.
I think so. I need to get closer.
Do I need to tell you to be careful?
No. Why the hell is everything on this planet so damn pretty?
Am I the only one who finds the wildlife unsettling?
Probably not. Whoa. Okay, I'm closer. Is my video catching them now?
Sure is. Are those taller trees the same kind we can see from the landing plateau?
I think so. But the other ones, they look more like blades of grass, only giant. There's under too. Who knew this could come in so many shades of... I'm gonna see if I can head first, skirt the edge of the trivet.
Zai? You're breaking up.
Mandry, I can't quite hear you.
Oh, hell. Zai?
Buddy, you there?
I'm here, but your signal's degraded.
What?
Head back to the lander.
I didn't get that.
Lander! Go back to the lander!
Huh. Well, until you sort out the comms malfunction, I'll record the local. Still getting that position tracker?
Fuck. Be careful. Do you hear me? Be careful. I'll work on repairing our connection. You just stay safe.
You two, that's it. Turn around. Come back. Same drill.
I do not understand the purpose of this exercise.
Just basic skills training.
But why, other than the enjoyment of the exercise, do they require this skill?
It's rugby, Cyrus. Gotta be able to pass the ball.
I am familiar with rugby. There are meant to be 15 people on each side of this game.
Aye.
We have 9 people in total on the planet.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not exactly cut out for rugby.
I don't see why not.
Because I don't see.
Oh, like you can't hear your way around the field.
The pitch.
Around the pitch.
I'll stay over here, enjoying the breeze and the sound of other people's exertion.
Probably wise. So, what's next, James? I've been hearing stories about how rough this sport is all my life.
Never seen a match.
It wasn't big in Seattle.
Well, we'd need a lot more people for a proper scrum.
No.
I didn't ask.
You thought about it. No. We are not reviving people just to have a proper rugby match.
I mean, I bet we have some rugby players in storage.
If we could resuspend them after, this would be an easy choice. Just wake them up for a bit and then send them back to sleep.
Didn't you invent... the sarcophagi?
Ah, we never quite got round the permanent brain damage problem. Sorry.
Well, if you continue your research...
Tough without willing test subjects. I suppose I could find out if the little fluffs suspend like we do.
Would you really?
Nah. Alien biology wouldn't tell me that much anyway.
And
I like the little bastards.
This is all very entertaining, but... I was promised a good workout. I get more exercise weeding.
And you're just as shirtless. All right. Let's get you braced against each other. Right, square up. Quill, drop the ball. Now, you're going to try to push each other backward.
Is this a fair match? You have a problem facing me? I'm a lot bigger than you.
Come on. If you're not afraid...
That's it. Feet on the ball, Quill.
How the hell do I...
Zahava.
What? He was off balance. My shoulder was right there.
He's going to have a penalty kick after that.
Is it truly against the rules to throw your opponent?
The laws.
Oh, so fancy.
I make the rugby laws on this planet, so yes. No martial arts on the pitch.
Oh, no. No, of course not. No one mind me. No one come check on me. I'm just over here, you know... dying,
And here's me not running to your rescue. Which means...
I'm not dying.
2 points to the boy who can't be asked to get up and take his penalty kick. Which is, incidentally, how much a penalty kick is worth.
You want me to kick the ball? Kick it where, James?
I admit it. There are a few flaws in the plan. All right, let's try a tackle.
She just threw me and now you want her to tackle me?
Zahava, pick up the ball. Quell, you're going to tackle her. Nothing above the shoulders. Below the hips. Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't like this game anymore.
You afraid?
Yeah?
I promise not to hurt you. So, I'm trying to get past him?
To the goalposts over there. The goalposts you have to imagine are over there.
I am finding it very entertaining to compare this to actual rugby.
Listen, we work with what we got. Ready?
This should be instructive.
And go. Now, roll away, both.
Hey, feet only after a tackle.
Do you know the laws?
I looked them up. Am I wrong?
Wait. You turned your eyes on just to watch me tackle Zahava?
No.
Then...
Hands don't sound like feet.
You are scary. I mean, I didn't mean...
It's all right.
It will be all right.
It wasn't a bad tackle, Quill.
Why, thank you. I just looked at Zahava and thought, if I wasn't terrified of her, how would I take her down?
You got me fair and square. You're faster than you look.
Thanks. I think.
Oh, the big ones aren't usually that quick.
I bet I'm faster than you.
Aw, well, isn't this sweet?
I would like to know which one of you runs faster.
Any particular reason for that?
I like to know many things about my colleagues.
I'm up for a race.
Hey!
If it makes you feel better, I'll carry the ball.
Ooh, line up!
Can you hear when we're in line, too?
Actually, this time it's that the weather satellite can see you.
Really? You have that level of detail?
Different albedo than the plateau, but I admit it's not that accurate. I can't tell if someone's cheating.
I can, and they are not. I will time this.
All right. Imaginary goalposts at the end of the pitch, and then back.
Sounds good.
3, 2, 1... Go!
Should we really be encouraging their competitive impulses?
That's good for them. Gets the energy out.
How are they doing?
I thought your satellite could see them.
It sounded really convincing, didn't it?
Colian, did you forget that I am the liar here?
It looked fun. I thought I'd try.
Ah, hey, they're coming back.
Quill wins. By less than a second.
I almost caught you on the turn.
You're pretty quick.
That was really impressive, honestly.
Oh, I used to run.
Me too.
Didn't usually have this kind of room, though. Or fresh air to breathe, it was... My hair is everywhere, damn it. I know I had a tie around here somewhere. Hey, can you hear where I put it, Colian?
Now that's a bit beyond my skills.
It's on your left wrist.
Not beyond his skills, however.
The hair is a bit wild today, huh?
Well, I was thinking about cutting it, but... You know, when I decided to go on a one-way trip to space, I didn't really consider haircuts.
I can do you. Got plenty of sharp instruments in the clinic.
I can make you the same kit I made for Zahava.
What? I cut hair. Mine, specifically.
Can you teach me how?
I can cut yours for you, if you want.
Really?
Unless you'd rather it was James.
I don't want surgical precision.
Oh! I'm mortally wounded.
And here's me, not running to your rescue this time.
Must be me not dying.
Let's keep it that way.
Hey, everyone. How's the playfield working out?
Best idea I've had, obviously.
Other than suspended animation.
Other than that one.
And the bug repellent sunscreen.
And the sunscreen.
And...
A damn fine idea, only to be improved upon with more active participants.
I look forward to testing it out.
What sport would you like to play? I can make you the equipment.
I thought football. We can play two to a side.
No hooligans, though.
We will survive without them.
I can research...
Don't make hooligans.
Of course not.
No biologicals.
I love that you pay attention.
Speaking of which...
What?
Care to come back to our place?
Oh, did we lose track of time?
You're not late yet. I just thought I'd take the opportunity to stretch my legs. I'm still not used to having this much room to move.
I don't know if I'll ever be used to it.
Well, let's head over then.
Thanks, everyone. That was fun.
Next time you all come over, we'll do a proper dinner party.
Thank you. I enjoyed this exercise very much.
Nice idea, Pope.
I think it's going to be great.
I'm off home to actually observe the rest of Zai Day. See you later.
I never knew how much detail went into this sort of thing.
My wife is an artist, after all.
I'd rather put the time into planning than use something from the catalog. This way, it will be really, truly ours.
My wife is also sentimental.
Did I ever claim I wasn't?
I find your process fascinating and very impressive, Debbie.
I'm looking forward to working together more.
And I'm going to be working with you, Quell.
That's true. I'm excited about it.
So,
well, I'm gonna head out. Cyrus?
Hmm?
You wanna walk with me?
Oh, certainly, if you like.
See you soon, both of you.
See y'all later.
Did you want to talk?
If you have time.
I have tasks I am working on, but nothing that cannot wait.
You want to come look at the forest with me?
That sounds nice.
Oh, this is awkward.
I am fine, but thank you.
You know I didn't mean...
You meant what you said, but not for it to have the impact that it did.
That's it, exactly.
I appreciate that you are concerned. Is that all you wanted to talk about?
I don't feel like I know you as well as I'd like.
Oh, I would enjoy spending the afternoon with you.
I have food. Lunch on the cliff edge?
I like that. I would have brought a blanket if I had known we would have a picnic.
Oh, I think we'll manage.
Your hair isn't quite long enough to be a picnic blanket.
Well, if I let it get much longer, I won't need clothing at all. Never gets less beautiful to me. Not since the first time I saw it.
From the ship?
Yeah, from the ship. You know, Mandry took me to see it just out of suspension.
He knew you would love it.
And I do.
And?
What?
Never mind.
I love this planet. And I love him.
I am very glad for both of those things.
Are you? Really?
Really? Mandry is a friend, a very kind man. You make him happy.
Not right now, I don't.
He only needs time. Gracias.
De nada. I thought...
You thought?
I thought maybe you were... that you had feelings for Mandry?
I like him very much.
Oh.
Oh, but you mean romantic feelings?
You made him one hell of a parlor.
I would be lonely up there. I thought he might like a reminder that he has friends.
It was sweet.
In my life, I have very rarely thought about romance.
No?
Once or twice, with someone I was very close to. I am not that close to anyone here, and do not want to be.
I'm sorry, I made it awkward.
I am not feeling awkward.
You never do you?
Not often, nor as long as I know I have solid ground beneath me.
Thank you for reassuring me.
I think you made him very happy.
His
voice is soft when he talks about you.
I would have said things were going really well, that we trust each.
You are afraid. I am. Do you want to tell me about this forest? What you think when you look at it?
What?
I cannot reassure you more about Mendry, but I would like to be your friend. You look at these trees below us.
The shimmer trees.
You look at the shimmer trees as though you are hungry for them.
That's accurate. I want to know their secrets. I have ideas, but until I get samples, that's all I have.
Sai will bring you samples.
She will. I can't wait.
What is it about plants that you find so entrancing?
Why do you love programming?
It is a puzzle that, if I focus intently, I can solve. Sometimes my solutions are creative, and when everything fits into place and I can hold the final result in my hand, when it becomes a thing that is real in the world, it is very satisfying.
Plants are hope and resilience. They live, they struggle to live, and they never even know it. On Earth, we destroyed so much. That's why yesterday.
Si, entiendo.
But some of it is just personal. When I grow something, anything, a piece of me is in that plant. My knowledge and my effort, they breathe my breath and grow from it.
That is beautiful. Thank you.
Of course.
Do you have anywhere you need to be?
Not today, no.
You're calm, sitting here.
You notice everything, don't you?
I pay attention to my friends.
You want to stay a while?
Si.
All right, Mandry, I promised you I'd record to local. The extra storage is... Well, it's working as long as I keep it plugged in, which makes me feel like the retro kids used to hardline their music. Remember that? Wires coming out of every port like a fashion statement. Well, at least I still have ports for hard lines, unlike the kids these days with their newfangled technology, huh? I wish you could hear me. You would have laughed at that one for sure. Hey, does Quill have ports? He's just about the age they phased them out. Here I go. It's, you can probably hear the undergrowth, bushes around knee height. There's a layer of something. All right. I'm just going to talk about it like they're earth things. Not that I spent any time in forests, but I've seen movies and I'm a fucking awful fake biologist. It looks kind of leafy. It's a leaf. Future scientists, I'm sorry. I'm under trees now for real. The light's different. It filters everything, even my skin. I look blue. Wow. The bushes thin out, and I can see... Quill, the shimmer trees shine up close too, but the leaves are a little translucent. That's why the light is so blue. It's coming through the canopy. Oh, okay. I'm looking up. From down here, the trees don't shimmer. They just fucking glow. Ah! Animals, right. I wonder where the things I saw this morning are and what made that noise. Either the bug sunscreen works on a lot of the local wildlife or I'm just really lucky. I keep seeing these really shiny little things. Why is everything on this planet pretty? But they don't land on me. Oh, shit! I'm fine. Not all the wildlife is afraid of me. Probably most of it isn't really. Why would it be? But this one, it's looking at me. I think it's about to... I think it was just taking a look at me. About the size of... I was about to say a dog, but dogs came in a lot of sizes, right? So let's go with about the size of the grocery hover carts I used to steal when I was a kid so I could turn them into hoverboards for my friends. It is just about possible. I'm rambling because I hate talking to myself. And about the size of a stolen hover cart with 6 limbs and 4 wings just flew past my head. It was light gray. It wasn't actually very bat-like, but it didn't have feathers, so we're going with bat. I think it found its friends. It's getting darker here, and oh, here's a bunch of those trees that look like giant grass. Up close, whoa, that edge looks sharp. And they're striped and very big, and they curl at the top and kind of overlap, and wow, it is really shady under here. I'm calling this one moss, Quill. I don't really know what moss is, but maybe it's this? Oh, hey there. It's all right, it's all right. I didn't know this was your bit of shade. Shh, it's okay. Everything's okay. I have just surprised the things I saw from the lander earlier. It's red. I can see through it. There is nothing like this on Earth. It's like those gelatin sheets we used to pretend were dessert. Hi there, little dude. I'm not hurting you, okay? Wow, you were pretty in the sunlight this morning, but here in the shade, you just look moist. I wish you had a head. I wish things on this planet had faces. You have... Oh, wow, that's a lot of hands. Oh, yes, when you stretch out like that, I definitely see how handsome you are. You know what? You remind me of a guy I used to know. No, really, Paul. I'm going to call you Paul, okay? I'm pretty sure that meant it's fine. So, Paul, I'm just visiting your forest, and I will definitely be going now. Look, here I am going backward into the part where all the bright light is. Karenna Zygon, saved from living gelatin by glowing blue trees. Holy shit, this is amazing. I love it here. I fucking love it here. People of the future, let it be on record that this planet is incredibly weird, and I love the hell out of it. Okay, I found a bit of open space. I think I'll stop and have lunch under the glowing canopy. I'm not quite ready to lean on a tree, but the leaves seem pretty inert. Don't worry, I'm not taking off my gloves or anything. I'm just gonna... There, ground cover. I'm gonna lie here and look up at the glowing trees, just listen for a while. Don't look at me like that, Mandry. I'm not taking a nap in an unknown forest. Just the leaves. They really do glow with the sun. And I can see something purple glowing there too, and green and orange. Paul's cousins, maybe? And the glowing leaves are... they're moving in the breeze. If video comes through, you'll see for yourself. Either way, you need to see this for yourself soon. You need to bring Quill here. Hell, if you don't bring Quill here, I will, but... it should be you.
Come in. Hello, Quill.
Hi.
What's that you have?
Oh, this? I've been growing everyone something for their house.
It's lovely. Thank you.
It's Tradescantia fluminensis. Well, actually, it's a hybrid cross of Tradescantia pallida because I wanted to see if I could get the purple to come through, but pallida likes lower light than we get on this planet, so I thought I... She's a wandering Jew.
Appropriate.
I thought so.
Will you sit? I'll get you a cup of tea.
Are you sure it's no problem?
Of course not. Drink your tea. I'll be right back. I see you found my collection of Holtzmann.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. Do you like poetry?
I haven't read much of it.
Well, she's one of my favorites. Good for relaxing in the evenings. Do you want to sit on the floor?
Sure, if you think that makes sense.
So, what do you want me to do with it?
I was thinking... I think I want it a lot shorter.
Oh? How short are you thinking?
Very. It gets in the way.
Well, if you change your mind, it'll grow back. I'm glad it's still wet. Let me comb through.
You're good at this.
Your hair is a lot,
like what?
I used to do hair like yours a lot. That's all. There. That's combed out. Finding anything you like in there?
This one. It's beautiful.
Read it out?
Really?
I'd like that.
Well, all right. We have all of us learned the meaning of burned earth beneath our feet. Ground where nothing can grow, new made barren, where the air smells of ash, of hope burned in the furnace of a thousand, thousand wars. But once I stepped in soil that was nothing but sorrow, and under my foot I found a moment, a breath, a tiny heartbeat, in the shape of a swelling seed, tear watered and burned earth, but recklessly and perfectly alive.
I see why you like that one.
It's so... I've seen that, you know?
You have?
Well, it wasn't burned earth, but concrete. Sheet after sheet of it. And in this one tiny place, the smallest of cracks, a seedling. I knew if it lived, it would break through the concrete, and it wanted to live. I was meant to pull it up, of course. This tiny Samara, that's what maple seeds are called, that had found the smallest crack.
Couldn't have it destroying the concrete?
I watered it and I quit my job.
That sounds like the right choice to me.
I thought you might be on the side of the concrete.
I mean, everything has its place. But let's say I'm more convinced the tree is the right side to be on these days.
Vaila Nina, vaila Nanna, con sto figlio non c'è più pace. Vaila Nina, vaila Nanna, pupo bello della mamma. Nina, oh, Nina, oh. Loderemo alla Befana, che lo tenghi una settimana. Loderemo all'uomo nero, che lo tenghi l'anno intero. Ninna, oh, ninna, oh.
look in the mirror, see what you think.
Wow, you really know how to cut hair. Jeez, it hasn't been this short since I was a kid. I like it.
You weren't sure and you let me do it anyway?
Well, was anyone else gonna do any better?
I mean, Zaya could shave it off when she does hers.
Oh, I like my hair too much to let her near it.
I think you look very nice. And you can still get some height if you pick it out.
Zava.
Hmm?
Who was T?
Why do you ask?
That's whose hair you used to do, right? You called me that the other day.
Yes.
Do I look like them?
Not really, but you have the same hair. He actually wore his about this length. Unless I'd been in the field a long time. I'd cut it when I got back.
Who was he?
My husband. Terrence. Akela's hair curled tighter, and she kept it shorter, but I cut hers too. I'm sorry, I called you.
Oh, is that a problem? I'm sorry.
I know. I think we all are.
Oh, Mandry won't talk to me.
At all?
Not about anything important. Schedules and slither fluffs, yeah. Can I come see you? No.
Give it time. We have time.
Zava?
Hmm?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
But you're not, though.
Quill, I appreciate the concern, but it's all under control.
Would you tell me if it wasn't?
No, probably not.
I've never seen you upset before.
I'm as human as anyone, Quill.
I see that now. I like your music.
Thank you. Music, poetry, tea. They all help.
Want me to read another poem?
That would be lovely, actually. Try page 232.
Oh, I see why.
It's a favorite.
Walking through our hard-won world, I've sought truths to save us, found only forgiveness. 7 paths, 8, all of them packed earth and tree stumps, cracked stone under parched rivers. The walking is hard on my tender feet. I crawl. But I remember dancing. And every road toward the fleeting hope of joy first requires that I reconcile this horror. We who created dancing did our best to destroy it, so the great work of my life now is to forgive. Our hubris and our many created horrors, the shortness of our sight, our breath, our blood, to forgive 7 times, 8 times, forever times, until we have once again discovered joy.
Oh, hello, little fluff. Long day. I don't know that I've even got it in me to watch an episode tonight. Oh, don't worry about me. Nothing's wrong. Just tired, that's all. Oh, well, if you insist. But we're watching a happy one. Maybe with the dancing. I'll add that bit.
Oh, I don't know if I should.
It's up to you, but I think you deserve a night off now and then, Nessa.
Only if you can promise me, really promise me, that there will be no dead bodies on the dance floor.
There never have been yet.
All right. Good enough. I've been convinced. Let me just go get changed into something more
interesting.
Hey.
If anyone can make scrubs look classy.
Oh, hush you. Get yourself a drink if you want. I'll just be a minute.
That's not a bad thought. Funny to think we might have a working pub soon. So, won't be drinking here all alone. Well, I mean, obviously I'm not alone, but you're not allowed any whiskey. And it made a pretty penny. She sighed in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. Take the women, cause they never can be easy. For the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny blew me charges, filled them up with water. And for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter, mushering da da ding da da da.
Work for my daddy o, work for my daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar o.
Messer?
Hello, James.
Shit. Fuck no. Ow! Ow! Oh. Please. Please don't.
Your stream is back. You're in the lander?
Yeah. I'm back. Listen, can you get everyone? I don't want to have to tell this story too many times. I need to catch my breath. Anyway.
On it. Take a minute.
I'm here. What's up?
I'm safe, I think, anyway. Let's wait for the others.
You sure? Zai?
We are here.
You all right?
I'm here. What's going on?
Thanks. I'm fine. I just don't want to have to repeat this. I just got chased back to the lander by... Do you remember the night something landed on the Hag?
Vividly.
I think I just had a very close encounter with one.
You're all right, though?
Not monster food yet.
How did you get away?
Just ran. I don't know. It had a chance at the end. I'm not sure why it didn't attack.
God, sigh.
I hadn't seen anything to worry me all day. It came out of nowhere, flying in. They're huge, as big as a lander just about. Its head was eyes. It had eyes more than two. But it was looking at me, and... This is gonna sound...
Anything you observed will be very valuable information.
I swear it was looking at me, like, eye to eye.
The Slithers don't do that.
No. And I could feel its breath. Hot. Its breath is hot. It was white or grayish underneath and blue on top. Not a sharp line, kind of a gradient. Warm. Skin, I think, or hide? Not scales. Not feathers.
You did well to observe that much.
Your implant came back online just before you reached the lander, but the visuals aren't very helpful.
I wasn't really looking at it at that point. Well, not from far enough back.
Its eye looked huge.
Yeah.
How did you get away?
That's the thing. I didn't. I opened the lander door and it flew away.
So this planet has dragons.
We are not calling them dragons.
Of course not. That is inaccurate if their breath is warm. Dragons are popularly assumed to be reptilian.
I thought they breathe fire, though. Fire's warm. I'm not sure this is helping.
whatever we call it, I want a way to keep it from coming back with friends to crack open the lander and get to you.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
Why not? I mean, why do you think that?
It really did have... It's hard to say how long my heart was racing, but it could have crushed me, and it just looked.
I want to trust your instincts on this side, but not as much as I want to get you back here alive.
I can't come back until we get a sunny day.
Ah, that's why you asked about the weather.
Feels low, yeah. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, for sure.
Then I just need to sit tight until tomorrow.
I'll keep the channel open.
I can come out.
If they can peel open one lander, they can peel open two.
That's not reassuring.
I know, but unless you can actually kill a dragon...
They are not dragons.
Unless you can actually kill a not-a-dragon, having you here just risks losing you too.
I can pick you up. We'll come back for the lander.
If they're hostile, they might be watching for that. If they're not hostile, it's unnecessary.
I hate it when you make sense. Is she making sense, though? She is. All right. Everyone, there might not be much we can do from here, but one of us is going to stay on comms with Zai until she's back. Mandry, sort out the shifts.
On it.
Cyrus, can the former in Zai's lander potentially make anything that could be protective?
It is small, meant for provisions and weather gear, but perhaps a weapon would drive it away. I will look for a suitable design.
Thanks. I'd feel safer.
I'm on first watch while Mandry sorts out the schedule for the rest of you. If you can think of anything potentially useful, let me know. Otherwise, try not to worry about things we can't control.
Have any suggestions as to how we can do that?
Cup of tea, read a book, obsessively watch the satellite data with Colian.
All right, I hear you. Quill out.
I'll keep an eye on your skies and talk to you later. Colian out.
We're here when you need us. Baby out.
Is that everyone?
Not quite. Mandry, keep data streaming, but could you turn off audio, please?
But why? Oh, yes, of course. Going quiet now.
You wanted to be alone?
How are you doing? Really?
Fine.
Zai?
Extremely fine.
Do you want me to fly out there after all, just so we can do this in person?
No, but I think I really am all right. Shaky from the adrenaline letdown. Before you say it, yes, I'm going to eat something.
I'm not worried about that.
So what are you worried about?
Yesterday. The reason you left. Whether you're making particularly good decisions regarding your own safety right now.
Still not interested in talking about that.
Colian's going to be on watch later.
Okay.
And you're...
It's fine.
All right. But I need you alive, Zai. We agreed to calculated risks. We did not agree to pointless ones because you're having emotional reactions you refuse to discuss.
I promise. Nothing but a long night of failing to sleep ahead of me.
Chess?
Sure. Want to hear about my day in the woods?
I mean the part before the dragon?
I thought you said it wasn't a dragon.
It is officially definitely not a dragon.
I think that it should work. I hope so.
Looks menacing enough. So I poke them with the metal bits and pull this trigger, and that's really it?
It will deliver a significant shock, but only a few times before it will need to recharge.
Where'd you get this design?
I looked for tools to control large animals. I cannot know for certain, but it should cause them pain.
Here's hoping I don't have to test it.
Please, do not take any unnecessary risks.
I already promised the Hava.
My shift is nearly up. Colian is next.
Oh. Okay.
Sai.
Hey there.
Hi. I'm signing on.
Very well. I will leave you now. I hope you have a good evening.
Talk to you soon. One of these days, I'll remember that he does that.
I'm starting to get used to never saying goodbye. Sai?
Colian?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Fine?
I'm always fine. It's what I do.
For a given value of fine, I remember.
You know I'm not ready to talk, right?
If you had died today, I'd be carrying this for the rest of my life. We're not putting it off anymore.
Okay.
Okay?
You're right. Almost getting eaten by a dragon puts other things in perspective, it turns out. Don't get me wrong, I am not ready to talk about any of this, but it doesn't matter if I'm ready. We have to.
I'm so sorry, Corinna.
I know. I've known that. It just seemed to come from nowhere.
About that.
I know now. You don't have to say it.
What? How?
Cyrus. He wanted me to talk to you.
How much did he tell you?
Enough.
I thought you might still be angry.
I was. I'm not now.
I wasn't sure you'd ever speak to me again. I mean, Landrin.
You're my closest friend. He's my son.
Gods, Corinna. He's why you're here. And I knew that, and I still said...
Yeah, you still said it. I'd be lying if I told you it was okay.
I had Mandry check his sarcophagus. He's fine.
He's not just why I'm here, Iz. He's... That little boy is all my hope. Without him, I'm just a pile of sarcasm and circuitry. I'd give up.
I gave up, you know.
You mean after?
I didn't care anymore if I lived. I didn't care if the whole planet lived. I remember one moment when I looked at a flower. Rich people sent sympathy flowers. And I couldn't even be angry about the waste. I just thought, yes. We deserve this. We deserve to lose it all. We deserve to burn.
Holy shit, Isley,
And then I thought, hey, maybe I should try to find the one person who might convince me otherwise.
So when you say, I'm why you're here.
You're why I'm here. And why I'm here.
Well, fuck.
Yes. That about sums it up.
Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Good. I don't know if I could take any more uncomfortable revelations tonight.
It's late. You should probably sleep.
Yeah. I'm gonna reconfigure the lander.
Sounds comfortable.
Shouldn't be too bad.
At least you can complain to the designer if it's terrible.
I hear she's not interested in feedback. Cranky. Difficult to work with.
She's not so bad once you get to know her.
I'm gonna tuck myself in now. Damn. I am a lot more tired than I thought.
Explored an alien forest, encountered new life forms, ran for her life. Nothing at all tiring in that list.
Don't make me admit you're right twice in one night.
Who are you and what did you do with Corinna? I'm staying while you sleep, you know. I have the next 2 hours.
Like the old days. Isley?
Yeah?
Can you... I know it's a little silly.
Out with it, Zygon. It won't hurt you to ask.
Can you tell me a story?
Yes, of course. Are you ready?
I just want to hear your voice.
Right then. Our new home was waiting. She felt our footsteps on the fabric of the stars, growing closer and closer. She heard the rising hum of our ship's heartbeat and the murmur of our sleeping minds, and she waited. She was not still.
This Planet Needs a Name, a science fiction audio drama suitable for our times, was created by Evan Tess Murray, who also wrote and directed this episode. Original composition, sound design, and audio engineering are by Trace Callahan. Characters were developed in collaboration with their actors. Trevor Bean as Mandry, Eventes Murray as Zai, Caroline Minks as Zahava, Anjali Kunupaneni as Devi, Dominic Mendez as Angel, Alexander Dottie as James, Alexander and Demian Hernandez-Diaz as Cyrus, Sawyer Green as Quill, Trace Callahan as Colian, and Neris Howell as Nessa. This episode also includes a guest voice from the Transcendent Mythical Rose. Check out their work. As I write and record this, 2020 is coming to a close. It's been a hell of a year. Back when this pandemic started, we drew together to try to continue to add hope to the world. Our online community continued to grow its capacity for mutual support. It turns out that fans of this show really believe in the importance of kindness. 9 months on, as the calendar turns over with hope on the horizon, but a lengthy road still to walk to get there, this seems like a time to be reflective. We had really high hopes a year ago as we prepared to release our first episode. Everything was brand new. Trace and I had decided to make a baby together that was a podcast, and a bunch of genuinely lovely but thoroughly mad people had jumped up to say, pick me. And I was trying to learn everything I needed to know all at once. This experience, working together to make this story into, as Cyrus would say, a thing that is real in the world, it's been an agent of change in most of our lives. I know it has in mine. From bringing loved ones from the past back into my life, to creating new family, to believing in my ability to create stories after many, many years of failure. I know Trace would say much the same thing. They're composing for many projects now, and though music has always been in their life the way stories have been in mine, this is a new way for them to make it something real in the world. I quote my own characters a lot, mostly Cyrus. As always, I want to acknowledge that as we tell a story about colonization, we do our best to be mindful of its effects in the here and now. Our ensemble is scattered around the world. Among us, we have descendants of both the colonizers and the colonized, enslaved people, and those who claimed ownership of other human beings. History is carried into the present. Science fiction comments on the present. And our present is one of great inequity. There are 1,000 ways to step up. Pick one and tell us about it. How are you creating a better world? Right now, we're donating to COVID relief at firstnations.org. This show is such a labor of love that people get suspicious sometimes. I swear, it's real. We are deeply grateful for the support of our patrons, including our intrepid optimists, Ava, Briar, Chris, Jess, Jordan, Kaylee, Melissa, Paul, and Dahlia. Patron support, once operating costs are covered, is shared among the ensemble, with a portion donated to community organizations as well. And just now, because we've just passed this year mark, I just want to say thank you to everybody at any tier. People who give us $1 a month but have been doing it for a whole year now. We know you believe in us, and it means the world. We really do believe in building the world we want to live in, and that our stories can light a constellation of candles to guide us towards hope. If you want to join us on this journey, we're easy to find. If it needs a name, it's probably us. Our Discord server is a pretty special place, the nicest darn corner of the internet. We love fan art, fan theories, live listens, and pictures of your pets, and craft projects, and plates of food. We even have a channel just for cheese. Until next time, thank you. That's all. Just thank you.
The Station Arcadia podcast tells stories from a dystopian world where dieselpunk, steampunk, cyberpunk, and solarpunk societies all exist side by side. These diverse stories are told through a radio station on a shifting island, and given voice by the station's host, Cassandra.
Did that man just try to offer jerky as a consolation prize for someone's daughter?
Woven through each standalone story are threads that come together to tell the story of a revolution and hope in the face of a dying world.
I understand enough. The revolution still has hope, and I want to help.
Breaks in the narration bring us on-site to each society, where we hear four unique and powerful stories.
Stop squirming.
I can lift myself through the window. Let me just...
Ow.
Station Arcadia broadcasts Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Transcripts and additional information are available at stationarcadia.com. Remember, listeners, stay safe, stay moving, and stick close. You've been listening to Station Arcadia, the promo.